The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC.
Guys, got to tell you about Man Centers. And listen, Man Centers is trying to make it more efficient, more discreet, and just less embarrassing for dudes to go take care of their manly problems, their manly needs. And there's no shame in it, man. Guys have the same kind of problems women do, just a little bit different parts to have them with. And the key is going in there and getting preventative maintenance done and making sure that nothing happens before it gets out of hand. Whether it's general male wellness, a fertility evaluation, or an STD evaluation, maybe you've got some genital pain or some concerns, you've got a prostate issue, you've got low testosterone, you've got whatever it may be. They can take care of it there at Man Centers. Any man-related issue, that's what they're taking care of. And you won't be in line behind women and children, I promise you that. They've got a great setup there. And listen, Man Centers is focusing on male urology that your primary care physician might not focus on. And there are only two medical groups in Houston that focus on male fertility. Man Centers is one of them. So many great reasons to go check out Man Centers. Do it now. Don't wait until you got a problem. Get ahead of that problem. Helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives. It's Man Centers, mancenters.com. Give them a call, 832-358-8600.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Your favorite general manager, Daryl Morey, gets an extension.
James Harden gets an extension. He gets an extension. Things will remain the same around here.
He does have everybody around here for thinking he's great.
I don't think he's a bad GM.
I think he's average to slightly above average.
Yeah, but I don't think he's some sort of genius either. I feel like Daryl Morey is the ultimate sleight of hand guy. He fools you into thinking this great thing is going to happen, and then it just really never happens. Why is George Springer still hitting leadoff for this team? Can we agree that George Springer falls into run producer category more than table setter category? The Astros would be better served hitting him in a different spot. And I know the Astros don't have a traditional leadoff guy.
And that's the thing. I would agree more if you actually had a legitimate leadoff hitter. You know, a high on-base guy who could steal bases, walks a lot.
That sounds like Jose Altuve.
He doesn't walk a lot, though. He's still your best hitter. You don't want him leadoff.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real, at Jong Snow, with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You could also text the show at 713-780-3776. And just watching Weather Channel The Ocho here. And the way it looks is like we might actually get some rain, but I don't think it's going to happen, just so you know. I guess I might ask you your five favorite places for concerts in the state. Most of the ones that I like the old music hall that's no longer downtown was fantastic. It was just there wasn't a bad seat. It was made specifically for music. Saw a lot of great acts there. Right now, Warehouse is probably my favorite place, you know, around Houston to go. Trying to think what else. Continental Club's good. You had that one on your list.
Yeah. And a lot of it is
Fitzgerald still.
I mean, a lot of it depends on what kind of shows you can see there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I like going to Green Hall, but I'm not like the biggest country music guy.
Right.
So sometimes it's a little bit lost on me. But it's just a cool atmosphere to see a show.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So I'm going to get to the story that was going to be the gem of the day for our complainers out there. The valedictorian and class president of Wyoming Area's class of 2017 was giving his speech. And we have this, don't we, John? Does it tell the whole story, what you have, or should I set it up more?
I think it does.
Okay, well let's let the story be told then.
Throughout my time at Wyoming Area, I have pursued every leadership opportunity available to me. In addition to being a member of student council since I was a freshman, my classmates have also elected me class president the past 4 years, which has been my greatest honor, and I would like to thank you all for that one final time. It really means a lot. However, at our school, the title of class president could more accurately be class party planner, and student council's main obligation is to paint signs every week. Despite some of the outstanding people in our school, the lack of a real student government, combined with the authoritative attitude that a few teachers, administrators, and board members have, prevents students from truly developing as leaders. Hopefully, this will change.
Hopefully, for the sake of future students, more people in this school...
And the microphone's been cut off. Now, I don't know a lot about student governments, but isn't that kind of what they do? I only know what I see on the movies. I never really had anything to do with it when I was in high school. Don't you just kind of plan parties?
That's kind of what you do.
Yeah.
I ran for student government. I started to run for student government, and then I pulled out of the election. This was in...
Probably the only time you pulled out in high school.
I want to. This was in eighth grade. It was, oh, okay. It was pre that. But, and no, you're definitely wrong about my methods in high school. There was a lot of soiled laundry back then. But there's, like, in my head, it was basically just, oh, okay, well, I'll be the person who decides on when we have our dances, and I'll get better food in the cafeteria. That's not what it's really all about. And once they started telling me that, I quickly lost interest. And we had started getting flyers printed, and I was like, I think maybe I'm not going to do this. And, yeah, I ended up not doing it. But I think that's the biggest sham, like student government. You don't have a say in anything.
Well,
which makes sense.
Yeah,
kids shouldn't have a say.
Yeah, you can't have the inmates running the asylum.
When you're a kid, you feel like you should have a say.
Well, you should have a say in when your parties are and when your dances are and things like that.
Right, and whether you should get a DJ or a band.
Right.
You know,
that's what you should be doing.
But at the end of the day, if the school can't afford a band and they can afford a DJ, you're going to get a DJ. And if you tell all these kids, hey, I'm going to get better food in the cafeteria, and then like you can say, hey, we want better food in the cafeteria. If they say no, the answer is no. And then you look like a schmuck because this is what you ran your campaign on.
Well, his dad's an attorney, so I'm sure some of this is rubbed off on him. But his name's Peter Butera. And basically said, I don't think it could have gone any better. I got my point across, and them cutting the microphone proved my point to be true. I assume if I went off script and praised the administration, it would have not gotten pulled. Yeah, no, it wouldn't have. But ballsy move, but really I don't think you're any different than any other school when it comes to that. You're not going to go out and affect real change in the administration. Yeah. That's what they pay people for. All right, so that was going to be your gym of the day. But there we go. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you have questions for Beth, you can text them. You can call in and get on cool. That's the A32 says, that's why ours was called student council, not student government. All you do is decide stuff that doesn't matter. I kind of think that's across the board. Might be wrong about that. But Beth will be on next segment, so if you have questions for her about anything, as long as it's legal age, we're cutting off everything else, then, you can text the show with them. You can call if you want to. She's very approachable, and she'll get your answers for you. And after that, I got some more non-sportsy stuff. I still got a bunch of sports we haven't gotten to. See Daniel Day-Lewis quit acting, allegedly.
Yeah, I don't know why, but he's still doing a movie.
Yeah, how is that? I don't quite get it.
I'm not sure.
I think that's his last film.
All right. I mean, okay. What actor announces their retirement? Don't they just usually stop making movies?
Yeah, I guess.
I think Sean Connery kind of said he was retiring. He hasn't done anything since he did.
I don't remember.
Which that's a guy who could go a lot longer, too. I mean, he was still making pretty decent movies.
It kind of bums me out, though, because Daniel Day-Lewis is really good.
Well... How about this? Maybe, just maybe,
He needs some boner pills.
No, that's not where I was
going.
He
needs to shave.
No, I wasn't setting up the anything here. I was just going to say, geez, you guys are killing me today. I was just going to say that maybe he's trying to do this to push this movie. Oh, this is going to be my very last
movie.
No,
that's possible, yeah.
And then a year from now, he's doing something else.
Yeah. He's one of those method guys who always gets into his character real deep.
Yeah.
Like he was President Lincoln and everyone had to address him as President Lincoln, which I'm sure is like really weird when, you know, it's lunchtime and he's at the craft services table, like checking his cell phone. Is everything good today, Mr. Lincoln? What are things like on the Facebook? That's weird.
It is. And at least he didn't pull a Heath Ledger and wind up ODing because he got into the character so much.
That's true.
There is that. So, all right. Well, you're right, though. He does need to shave no matter how old he is. And there's no better place to do that than to go to Harry's. And by going to Harry's, you just got to go online. They're going to send them right to you. How about convenience? How about quality? How about inexpensive? That's Harry's. So over 3 million guys have switched to Harry's. All their products are backed by 100% quality guarantee. And they take less profit and sell directly to you over the internet. So they can offer their blades at half the price. If you haven't made the switch yet to Harry's, here's what they're willing to offer you. They're so confident you're going to love their blades. They're giving you their set for free. All you have to do is cover shipping. It's just a few bucks. Here's your free trial set. A Truman ergonomic handle. 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade. Rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and post-shave balm. That's almost $20 in value for you to try. But this offer is only available for the Blitzers if you use promo code BLITZ at harrys.com when you check out. Get started with Harry's today and get their free trial offer, almost $20 value for free. All you cover is a few bucks in shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave balm, go to harrys.com right now and enter code BLITZ at checkout. That's harrys.com, code BLITZ. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
Been with it, rock with it. When we gonna stop with it? Lyrics that mean nothing we were gifted with. Thought, is it time to move our feet to an introspective beat? It ain't the speakers that bump hearts, it's our hearts that make the beat. Lean with it, rock with it. When we gonna stop with it? Lyrics that mean nothing we were gifted with.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Raising Cane's. Raising Cane's has one love, and that is making fantastic chicken finger meals. And they start with the chicken. It's always fresh, never frozen. Premium chicken breast tenderloins marinated at least 24 hours before they're cooked. They're freshly hand-dipped and hand-breaded in their signature specially seasoned flour. And then they're cooked fresh when you order. They're not sitting under a light, not at Raising Cane's. They've got the fantastic sides, the crinkle-cut grade-A French fries, the thick sliced sesame seed Texas toast with the real garlic butter blend, premium seasonings, and the cane sauce, which is tangy with just the right amount of spice and full of flavor. These guys make that in-house every day. It's not prepackaged. They've got hand-squeezed lemonade in every store. They're doing things the right way at Raising Cane's, and that you can taste the difference in that quality. They've got 25 locations in the Houston area. Stop by the one closest to you today and make tonight a Raising Cane's night. Raising Cane's all over the Houston area. One love.
Darling Way presents Here's Your Masters of Love. Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
And we're back on the Blitz. It's Beth time.
Hello.
Howdy, Beth.
Hello. It's happy, happy hump day. My favorite threesome. I'm so happy. I love Wednesdays.
You and Jong and Fred, huh?
I'd be happy. I'm happy with that threesome.
Okay,
you know,
good.
I'll take them all.
Four would be too many for a lady.
Am I a lady?
Of course you are.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Actually, couldn't you technically handle 5 at one time?
No. I'm just asking.
I'm looking at him wondering. I'm trying to count.
No, I think 3 is her max.
Well, you've got hands.
Unless one of them is really small, and Jong is Asian.
I'm talking about different places.
I'm thinking I can handle an entire room full, but I think maybe we're talking about how we handle them slightly differently.
I'm just saying.
I saw a movie like that once where they were all lined up.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking I can stand in front of a whole group of men and talk for hours and hours. Oh, wait, you're thinking about something different?
No one would ever watch that movie.
No. That would be a rom-com. Nobody would watch that. Come on.
I just typed it into YouPorn and it's not there.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I don't know. I do know some people who could, talk so sexy that probably could be fun. But like probably
phone,
not me.
The phone chat. That's what you should do for your show one day. Have one of those phone sex talkers.
Yeah. Actually, you know, it's funny because somebody
Is that still a thing? Or like has the internet kind of killed that off?
No, I think there still are people that are doing that.
Because I know there's like videos, like you can do like a cam chat or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's people who pay for that, which I kind of think they're weird.
I don't know. I just had somebody ask me today. They said they didn't really understand phone sex. And I was like, phone sex can be incredibly hot. Well, have you had phone sex?
Yeah, but that was a long time ago, like before technology allowed for better things, like texting nudes.
Mm. So maybe texting nudes, but still phone sex? I don't know.
Maybe.
Right, because I don't know. As a woman who likes to I feel close
like
her
if
eyes,
you like it's if you've got with a like in a if you're in a relationship with someone long distance, I think now Skype greater than phone sex.
Yeah, but
or
see,
FaceTime, whatever you want to use.
Yeah, FaceTime.
Okay, so I get that, but for those of us who are a little bit shy or uncomfortable, etc., I know. I really am. I don't want to see every. Maybe I've forgotten to shave. There are all sorts of issues.
It's
or maybe
like
I'm not. My hair's
for a
all.
Date.
Yeah, but what if it's by surprise? Phone sex, you can, right, no matter where you are, you can sneak off to the bathroom for a little quickie. You can be in your car.
It's 2017.
Yeah.
Women are supposed to be cleanly waxed at all times.
Oh, God.
And ready.
Shaven.
Ready to perform on camera at any given moment.
Okay, do not get too close to my legs. You will be sadly disappointed.
You're not going full Chewbacca, are you?
You're wearing a dress. You're wearing a dress. There's no excuse.
I forget. I have ADHD. I totally forget.
Then if you forget to shave your legs, you say, guess I'm not wearing a dress today.
I didn't realize it until after I put the dress on. I don't think of these things. Yeah, I know.
And you're talking about being romantic.
I know.
No guy can get romantic when a girl has hairy legs.
That is absolutely not true.
Absolutely true.
Well, okay, well, I promise you, I've dated several guys, and if that was the standard, nobody would ever date me.
Those guys are furries. The guys you've been dating are furries. They like girls who dress up in mascot costumes.
No, there's a big
difference. Yeah, they fantasize about female Chewbaccas.
You know? No, I haven't had that much. Now I'm totally red.
Ewoks.
No.
Ewoks, yeah.
I totally forget that stuff. So it's just hopeless.
Forget that.
If you're
going on a date, you never forget that, right?
I completely forget that. Are you kidding? I would go
that
to
should
court
be like brushing
and
your
have
teeth.
I forget that too. I forget to take my makeup off. I would literally go to court as a lawyer, and I would have raccoon eyes because I'd have forgotten to look in the mirror and wiped off my mascara from the day before. I know I'm ADHD, so I actually am going to do a whole segment on that because you know dating somebody with ADHD is
you need
a
to
real
have a checklist
unusual.
By your bathroom mirror, like
I
when you're going on a
ignore
date.
Ignore that. Fred keeps trying to tell me I need structure, I need to be organized and everything. Just in my general life, I can't seem to figure this out. I try for a day or two, and then I'm like, where'd that checklist go? I just can't even remember where it is.
Put it on your phone.
You always
have your phone with you, don't you?
Yeah, but I forget to look at it. I started doing that with my grocery list. I put it on my phone, and then I go into the grocery store. I come out, and I'm like, oh, God, I forgot to look at the list. So, yeah. Come on. There are tons of women out there who forget some of this stuff, I think.
Well,
yeah.
They should.
I hope.
They shouldn't.
Your wife is always clean. Like
always.
Really?
Unless she's on her period and she knows we're not going to have any relations.
Wow.
Yes.
Hmm. Yeah, that's kind of...
She's a stay-at-home wife. She's got one job.
To please you.
To please me.
Yeah, that's good.
That's right.
That's good.
That's right.
She is such a darn good woman. I'm telling
you.
She's
a peach.
Yeah.
But less furry.
But no peach fuzz?
No.
I mean, come on, that little bit of...
I don't need it.
I feel so good. Oh, my gosh.
I don't need it.
That's too funny.
Fuzz-free for me.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Whoever gets me, maybe nobody will, but I'll never be up all the time. Keep up with it. It's terrible. Yeah.
What do you got going on your show this weekend on Love and Laughter?
Oh, well, so last week we had a guy who they've been married 12 years. He's the father. They have three kids together, one kid from a prior relationship.
Okay.
And it was the husband's view of marriage and love and sex and intimacy. It was so much fun. It was so interesting. And so I'll tell you, one of the really interesting things I thought.
The husband's view of marriage?
Yes.
I could give you the view of that.
What's your view?
I mean...
She has to be clean shaven all the time.
Your view's the same.
Her view is the same as yours?
Of course. She's been married to the same person, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's more to it. Hmm. He talked about the fact that he watched the birth of their children and found her actually more sexually arousing afterwards.
Really?
Yes. He liked the different swelling in different parts of her body.
So he was a freak is what you're telling me.
Yeah, that's a weird guy.
He was the sweetest, nicest guy.
He might be sweet and nice, but he's a freak. Yeah, creepy's a good word. That's a real good word.
No, this guy is so far from that. No.
People, you know what?
No, he just loves her. He just loved her in all of her forms, whatever
it took.
People
always thought Ted Bundy was sweet until he hit him in the head with his cast.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, see, you say I can make anything dirty. You guys can make anything trashy. That's just
yes,
painful.
Yes, can. No, that's the whole
terrible.
Point of the
make
show.
No apologies for that.
Shame on you. Shame on you. But let me tell you, one of the things he talked about that was so sad was that in his first marriage, he told this story that after only a few months into the marriage, and they were both young, that his wife, quote, peed during orgasm and peed all over, made a mess in the bed, made a mess on him. And that it totally, basically, ruined their romantic relationship.
Ruined?
Ruined.
Was it pee or squirt?
Going all Texas now, it ruined it?
It ruined it.
It ruined
it,
y'all.
Or lady squirt?
Well, that's the thing. He had no idea. He had no idea what lady squirt was. But it was, I'm sure it was lady squirt. And he didn't know it. And the worst is his wife didn't know it. So for years, their romantic relations were completely ruined.
Why didn't they Google that?
Well, this was before Google.
Was it before pornography? Because I've known about squirt since I was a little kid.
I didn't know about this.
You don't watch enough pornography.
Apparently
not. When you were a teen.
Right. Well, you're younger, too. Where'd you watch pornography? On the internet?
No, pre-internet, on VHS.
And you saw that?
I go back to Betamax.
The Fine Art of Cunnilingus was the first porno movie I saw. And it had lady squirting.
I did not know this. Okay, so my view of porn was fairly limited, but I didn't know. But his was, and he really had no idea, so... On air, it was the first time I kind of asked him. He honestly had no idea. He'd never realized that this might be it. And I'm thinking this poor woman is still out there feeling bad about this, trying not to do it when it's a natural thing. So that was
guy was freaked out by that, but he's okay seeing babies come out of her vagina and not grossed out.
Yes. His mom was a midwife.
This guy's a creep.
He is not a creep.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No.
You know what? It sounds like you interviewed the bad guy from Fargo. That's what it sounds like to
me. I never saw that movie.
I'm talking about the current series, so never mind.
Oh, I never saw that.
The listeners will know what I'm talking about.
You never seen that movie?
No.
Oh, that's criminal.
Yeah. Must have been a depressing movie.
No, it's very good. You need to watch that.
Yeah, it's only depressing if you don't like murder.
Yeah, exactly. I don't watch that sort of stuff. I get sad, depressed.
It's a movie.
But I know. It's a release. I get totally sad. No, I don't. If I'm going to get released, I want happy release. This is why I love love. You know this. I love happy. I don't want to be... Murder does not release and give me joy in any way.
What's the what's scheduled for this weekend?
So this weekend now we're going to have the wife come on, his wife come on and talk, right? Mm. And give the different view, right? And it's so funny. So they've gone from, they had this hot, passionate, crazy, you know, sexy relationship. And then they got married and they've had three kids since. And her body is different now and everything. And so, yeah, I'm excited to see how she views it.
Is she going to be nude?
During the show? No.
Right.
No.
Why not?
But because that would probably be distracting for me. And
you guys start talking about her body, you should have her show you things.
Yes. Yes. Hey, you asked me about my underwear I was going to show you. And you're like, oh, no, don't even want to see that.
But
you know,
that's why I'm a professional. You could just.
Right. There you go.
You can play it off as I'm new at radio. I thought you were supposed to show me these things.
Oh, my goodness. I did that. You know, years and years and years ago, I forgot all about this. I worked as a counselor in a rape crisis center. Mm-hmm. And we had people come in and they'd have to get undressed and everything for exams. I had a guy come in and I made the guy strip down. He was actually just coming in for STD testing or something like that. I made him strip down and he was all ready when the woman, like when the practitioner, nurse practitioner or doctor walked in, they about just choked on the whole thing. Apparently, men got equal treatment. They didn't have to get now, you know, naked in a paper gown then. Yes. But I thought it was equal opportunity. And yeah, I thought that was funny. So, yeah. All right. Well, when you come on the show, AJ, you can be nude.
No, that would be gross. Male nudity, gross.
Male nudity
Lady
is not.
Nudity, not gross.
No, not.
Raise your hand here. Let's take a vote. Who likes to see guys naked?
God, no. I do.
Oh, that's hand raise.
Sorry, because I got distracted.
Who likes to see...
I was thinking that... So listen,
Who likes to see women naked?
I do too.
See, there you go.
Four for four versus 100% of people like to see naked women.
Yes.
25% of people like to see naked men.
I just think you're not educated enough. But so I'm going to go
on. She's calling me stupid.
Yeah, she just did.
You haven't learned to appreciate the male body.
In fact, I think she just called you a moron.
I would never do that. You know I don't like to be mean.
Wow.
But I'm going to go on Friday night to the Dynamo game. I'm so excited with our friend Holly. And I am so excited. So I get to go in the locker room afterwards and meet the players.
See a bunch of dongs.
I want to bring a little. It's the only time in my life. I wish I had a little toy gun. I want to have a hold up so that all the hands go up and the towels go down.
It's not that great.
No.
Really?
These are soccer players. They're little dudes.
Gosh, but they're so hot. They're such beautiful bodies.
They're also tiny. They're very tiny.
I don't care. I like to see naked
men. I've been in the Texans locker room enough times. I've seen.
Can I go with you sometime?
No.
Oh, why not?
It's no place for a lady.
Yeah, I won't be a lady then. I promise. I'll be purely a professional.
I mean, I don't know if you can be credentialed, but I can't just say, hey, one of the ladies, she wants to see some penis.
Yeah. You can tell them I have a show.
That's kind of not what you go in the locker room for, to look at penis. I hate to break it to you.
It's true.
Yeah. Okay, I want to talk about their romance life.
It's a downside of the job.
It's probably
It's
probably a bad idea if they get their ass kicked, though. If they lose 3-0, you don't want to be asking those kind of questions. Just a little hint.
Yeah, that's probably true. I want to talk to the winning team. No, that's absolutely
Just go ask
true.
Glenn Davis. He knows more than those guys anyway.
Ask Glenn Davis to see him nude.
Yeah.
I would so love to. He's a very handsome man.
Incredibly handsome.
Yes.
He's the best looking guy who works here for sure.
He's got the most amazing blue eyes, too.
Yeah, that's a handsome dude.
That's it. I'm sure he'll love that we're talking about him. I saw him earlier. I just didn't think to ask him to.
If I were gay, I would have played soccer growing up, and I would be married to Glenn by now.
Really? But is Glenn gay?
I don't think so.
So he might not be married to you?
I'd convince him.
Oh, okay. That's good. Do you think I could convince him to marry me if he's straight?
No, he knows you don't shave your legs.
Yeah, you had your chance.
Oh, Glenn, I'll start shaving my legs. I should not admit these things on the air, should I?
Sometimes you don't brush your teeth and sometimes you don't shave your legs. That's not a way to find yourself a fine husband.
But there are some things that I really do enjoy doing. Does that count?
Well, not if you're doing it all furry and with bad breath. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I really don't know when to be quiet.
And tell people when the show comes on.
Oh, this is crazy. Saturday nights at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And our favorite station.
Of course, our favorite station. And tell people where they can find your lovely shop.
Oh, Darling Way at 3423 White Oak Drive in the Heights. We are actually doing a bunch of bachelorette parties. We do birthday parties, anniversaries, bridal showers. So come see us for any kind of event. But we love having happy occasions at the shop. Celebrating with everybody.
There you go. That is Beth Liebling, the owner of Darling Way, the proprietor. I like that word, proprietor of Darling Way, who doesn't shave her legs or brush her teeth.
Sometimes I do. Let's give me credit.
Sometimes
I do.
But not always.
Yeah. I will for the right person.
What do we got going here, John?
This is me. Yeah.
Yes.
Basically, if after that segment you need a nice cold one, the best place to go, drive down to Webster, go to Saloon Door. Or check them out at saloondoorbrewing.com. If you want to watch the Astros, they got you covered. You want to play some trivia tonight? That's your place. Trivia nights tonight. Thursdays, they have brews and bites. And whatever beer flavor you like, they've got you covered. This is a great, great place that is a fantastic atmosphere, run by fantastic people. They're also constantly creating and testing new flavors. And that Russian Imperial Stout they came out with a couple months ago is fantastic. You can also stop and try the Tasty AF, which won Houston Beer Guide's beer bracket for best beer in Houston. So the beer is fun. The place is fun. The people are great. They're at 105 Magellan Circle, Suite A, Webster. It's less than a half mile behind Cinemark and Cheddar's off 545 South. So it's your place to go. If you're heading down south to go to Galveston for any reason, stop by. Have a couple. Check out the people. Check out they've got all kinds of cool stuff going on there. And all you got to do is go to the website, saloondoorbrewing.com. Saloon Door Brewing in Webster. It's the tastiest draw in the West. So we'll piss off the neighbors. In the place that feels the tears. The place you lose your fears. Yeah, reckless behavior. A place that is so pure, so dirty. And you're up in the better day. Better day. ESPN 97.5.
I'm Glenn Davis. Join me tonight for all things soccer, the world's game. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, 7 to 9 p.m.
That's right. Soccer freaking matters with Glenn Davis. Hey, speaking of soccer, Mexico versus Ghana tickets.
Mexico!
Win two tickets to see the return of the Mexican national team to Houston. Mexico will face Ghana at NRG Stadium. Bueno. Wednesday, June 28th.
Si.
Don't miss your chance to watch Mexico in this crucial match leading into this summer's Gold Cup. Tickets are still available. Log on to Ticketmaster.com and get yours today, starting at just $30. Mexico versus Ghana. See you there. Well, I won't see you there because I will be out of, I'll be in
you'll be
a different
busy.
Country.
You'll be busy.
But someone will see you there.
Someone will.
Como se dice caller number 22 in Espanol? Is that, God, I used to remember how to do this. I sucked at it.
It's 22.
Yeah, okay. 22. What he said. You're going to the soccer. Hey, I'm sure you saw this, but this should be right up your alley. You know, Pliny the Elder has been ranked the number one beer in America for the past 8 years.
Yep.
There's an upset.
No longer.
No longer. Bell's Two Hearted Ale has taken over the number one spot.
Foolish decision, in my
opinion. Have you had that?
I have.
But Pliny the Elder, number two. Founder's Breakfast Stout, number three, which I'm a big fan of.
Breakfast Stout or Kentucky Breakfast Stout?
I like the Kentucky Breakfast Stout better, but I like the Breakfast Stout too.
All right.
So that's Kentucky Breakfast Stout is tied for sixth.
Okay.
Three Floyd Zombie Dust is four.
I love Zombie Dust. That's a good beer. You can only get it like Chicago area.
Yeah.
But I have my buddies ship me down some every once in a while, and that's one of my favorite beers.
Bell's Hop Slam is five. So two Bells here in the first in the top five. Two Founders in the top six. Also tied for six, the Alchemist Heady Topper.
That's a good beer, too.
Tied for eighth, Deschutes Fresh Squeezed IPA. Sierra Nevada Celebration.
That's available locally.
10 is Ballast Point Sculpin IPA.
Also available locally.
Tied for 11th, the Boulevard Tank 7 Farmhouse Ale.
That's a good beer, different style.
And
a lot of IPAs on that list. Or pails.
Yeah.
And IPAs.
Yeah,
a lot of hop-forward beers, I should say.
Number 11 on the list. Was, Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. Tied for 13th. Also tied for 11th, Boulevard Tank Farmhouse Ale. 13th, Founders All Day IPA and Lawson's Finest Liquid Sip of Sunshine.
That's a good beer, too.
I've not had that one. Most of these are IPAs, which means this list is meaningless to me.
Doesn't work for you.
No, 15, Cigar City Hialeah IPA.
That's also good. Also not available locally, but good.
Number 16, available locally in one of my go-tos, Deschutes Black Butte Porter.
That's very good.
Very good beer. Fan of that. 17, Goose Island Bourbon County Brand Stout.
That is always good.
That is too. I'm glad to see this one on the list. This is one that I like quite a bit as well. 18, Left Hand Milk Stout Nitro.
Okay.
That's a good beer. 19, Lagunitas IPA. We had three IPAs at 19. Lagunitas, Dogfish Head, 90 Minute. And Stone. 22 is Treehouse Julius.
Oh, that might be the best beer you've listed, but that's not an easy beer to get your hands
on. Yeah, I have not had that one. 22 Odell IPA. Also 22 Russian River Blind Pig IPA.
Which sneakily may be just as good or better than Pliny the Elder.
And Toppling Goliath Pseudo Sue at number 22.
All right. Not a bad list. Good brews.
Yeah, I figured you're the expert on it, so you could tell me if that was a good list or not. I of all the stouts on there, I like quite a bit. So I'll agree with that part of it.
There's
so much of the other stuff, I just pretty much got to draw a line through an IPA for me. Because I just
it's not your style.
No, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. And you know what? Maybe this rain does come, and you have a car, and you left it outside, and then it's kind of a mess anyway. You didn't know what to do with it. Then it gets a little wet, gets a little flooded, and you're like, okay, what am I going to do with this thing? It doesn't run. Maybe I trade it in. Maybe I fix it up. No, donate it to Houston Can Academies. School just out. It's coming back, and they're going to need your help because they're going to have all new students there. students that have dropped out of other schools, that they work around whatever it was that caused those students to drop out, and they give them another chance. And so many of them go on to graduate and do great things. And now's the time to make that donation. A car, a truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, tractor, four-wheeler, Sea-Doo, any of those things. Doesn't matter if they're running or not. Doesn't matter what kind of shape they're in. Maybe they've been sitting there forever and getting rusty. Got a tractor sitting out there in your field just getting rusty. Didn't know what to do with it because it hasn't started in forever. Well, give them a call. They're going to come and tow it free of charge, process all the paperwork, and you get a nice tax deduction for that donation. So guess what? Donate today. Tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. You get a $50 Visa gift card on top of all that. So you get to do a good thing. You get to get rid of something that's not you're not using anymore. And you get a $50 Visa gift card and a tax deduction. It's all good. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid. This way before, so insecure.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, I'm talking about don't go to Louisiana. There's no need to if you want to play poker because you've got a perfectly legal poker room right now in Clear Lake, now open for business. Mint Poker, 20 tables of exciting, free, rake-free poker action 7 days a week, and they have a seat waiting for you. All you have to do to get in on the action, go by. You can check them out. Guess what? They're going to give you a free one-month introductory membership if you're a blitzer. You just have to visit mintpokerclubs.com, M-I-N-T, pokerclubs.com/ESPN today. Tournaments, cash games at all levels, the hottest poker action in Texas, all completely legal. Just head over to Mint Poker and experience everything that membership has to offer. Daily, monthly, annual, and corporate memberships are available. And all memberships include unlimited tournament and cash game play. Right down there in Clear Lake. Head on out there now. You're looking for a game? This is your place to go. For your free one-month introductory club membership, visit mintpokerclubs.com, M-I-N-T, pokerclubs.com/ESPN, and join the Blitz and ESPN 97.5 as we go all in at Mint Poker. Tonight, I just want to take you away.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and you're just 11 minutes away from Soccer Matters. Bueno.
Que sí.
¿Cómo se dice greatest soccer show in total el mundo? Soccer Matters. All right, let's wrap
football.
Football matters. What is matters in Espanol? Never mind.
Let's stop.
Yeah, I'm going to wind up screwing this whole thing up. Let's wrap up the show the way we wrap it up every Wednesday. We celebrate those who have passed away. And let's start with, okay, I really don't know either of the celebrities. Ryan Dunn,
Ryan Dunn was on Jackass.
Okay. Aaron Spelling.
Aaron Spelling was the producer of Beverly Hills 90210 and Melrose Place.
And Charlie's Angels.
Many other shows.
And
yeah.
Dynasty. Dead at the age of 83.
And Tori's, is it father Tori's or
dad.
Uncle?
Ah, okay. That's
Tori Spelling's
that's,
dad.
That's how I know.
That's how she got a job on Beverly Hills 90210, despite having a weird face. When every other chick was like a 10, she was like a 7.5 and still got the job.
Well, that's how you do it. Your dad has to be in the right place. 2010 Manute Bowl.
R.I.P. Manute.
Really tall dude.
For such a tall man,
yeah,
his it was life a short was life. Cut short.
Yeah. God. 2002 Jack Buck, American baseball announcer. Dead at 77.
Father of Joe Buck, who despite being a 7.5 talent in a world of tens, has still made a career.
Maybe if Jack Buck had died sooner, there would be no Joe Buck. Here's a dead president for you, 1908. Grover Cleveland.
Grove, I called him Grovey.
22nd and 24th U.S. president.
So good they brought him back again.
Yeah. Dead at the age of 71. Let's see. Well, we got some animals that nobody's heard of. Let's go down.
Shamu?
No, Shamu.
No. A dog from Frasier.
The dog from Frasier.
Woof,
Moose.
Woof.
And something called Soccer, a dog actor. I'm not familiar with his work. Was he like Air Bud or something?
I don't think so.
Okay, then he's not any good. All right, we go to killers / killed by famous killers. 1975, Sam Giancana, American gangster. Multiple gunshot wounds at 67.
Gangster.
Hell of a run for a gangster. 67. 1947, the very underrated Bugsy Siegel. The gangster who created casinos in Las Vegas. Shot dead in Beverly Hills at the age of 41. I got to do my gangster rankings next.
You got to do your president rankings
first. I still
got to
do president rankings. I'm going to work on those while I'm on vacation. I will come back with them the following week. All right, here's our best deaths. 2017, Albert Johnson, a.k.a. Prodigy, one half of Mobb Deep.
Yeah.
It was a couple days ago.
Yeah,
right?
Dies at 42, sickle cell. That's a tough one. But it's not a good run. 2013, it's already been 4 years for James Gandolfini. Dead of a heart attack.
I guess so, yeah.
51, yeah. 2009, Ed McMahon. Guess somebody.
Yes!
Yeah.
Johnny needed company.
I guess so.
Yes! What was the other show that Ed McMahon was on?
Wasn't he the public?
Star Search?
Yeah, right.
I think so. I think he was on Carson and he was on Star Search.
Wasn't he the
check guy?
The Publisher's Clearinghouse.
Yeah, that's what I remember him for because I was a little kid.
So he checked out in 2009. Oh, or cashed out either way. Yeah. 2008.
Yes!
George Carlin went the way of all flesh.
R.I.P. Georgie.
Here's some dead pitchers for you. Rod Beck in 2007, who once famously said, "You can't pull fat," so he never worried about his weight.
And the name, our baseball league, our is named after Rod Beck.
Yeah, our fantasy baseball league is the Rod Beck Memorial League.
Yeah. And this is the first year I'm not in last place.
Yeah, congratulations!
I think I'm right behind you, AJ. I'm in fifth.
I'm in fourth.
Yeah, I'm in fifth. And Matt Dean, I think he's in like 10th.
He's falling.
Wow, you like to see that. Daryl Kyle, 2002, former Astro. 1987, Fred Astaire danced his way off the planet at the age of 88. 1986, Len Bias, first pick of the Celtics, suffered fatal cocaine-induced seizure. And because of that, I never did cocaine.
Because of Len Bias?
Yes. Huh. I was always afraid that if I did coke, because they claimed it was the first time, which we know it wasn't,
right,
in retrospect. But I was afraid if I did coke, I would have a fatal cocaine-induced seizure.
See, we grew up in a different time. Like when I grew up, like cocaine was cool. Like all the cool kids were doing cocaine. Like
we were weed mostly.
Robert Downey Jr. is a cokehead, and he turned into Iron Man.
Yeah. But see, that's where I was. Where I would have graduated from weed to coke.
Yeah,
that happened, and so I just never left weed.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Now I'm just going to be an old stoner.
Okay.
1969, Judy Garland, Wizard of Oz.
She was such a loon.
47,
but overdose. In her prime, super hot.
Oh yeah, yeah. And finally, here's your dead porn star. 2005, Yumika Hayashi, aka Japan's original adult video queen.
I don't know anything about her because, like, in Japanese porn, they blur out the goody parts. So well, I always get off that.
But she was the original adult video queen. Take a wild guess.
I'm guessing she died by hanging.
Kind of close. Chokes on her vomit in her sleep after a night of heavy drinking.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. Well, you got lost in translation. So yeah. Since it's Japanese, I'm going to go with that. All right, that was probably racist and offended Jong, but I really don't give a bleep. It's got to wrap it up. We'll be back tomorrow because the storm's not going to bother us at all. And
that's a Fred Fowler guarantee.
Fred Fowler guarantee. It will get some of you guys to the east, so be careful if you get stuck in it. Otherwise, tune in again tomorrow for more Blitz. Till then, stay sports, you bitches. In a tight situation now.
take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you. Son, they shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. Living the life that is dominating. There's numerous ways you could choose to earn funds. Some get locked down and turned nuts. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook ones. Shook ones.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.